It's Friday, and time to get another glimpse of what's happening in North Africa with Poetic Portraits of a Revolution. Will McInerney, Kane Smigo, Mohamed Moussa, and Samir Abdel Kalek spent the last 2 months traveling, writing, interviewing, and taking photographs in Egypt and Tunisia. They'd watched the revolution unfold from their homes here in North Carolina, and like moths to a flame, they just had to go see it for themselves. Much to their mothers and our delight, they arrived home safely this week. Kane, Will, Samir, Mohammed, welcome back.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Kane, let's start with you. Can you remind us of why you spent your summer in North Africa wandering far from your home in Durham into what at times were pretty dangerous situations?
Yeah, so the last about 4 years, Will and I and a couple of friends of ours, CJ Suit, Jake Jacoby, and G. Amazon have been running an organization for youth called the Sacrificial Poets. We use spoken word poetry to basically host events that allow youth to have a platform for their stories and their voice. And so we wanted to make it global this year and you know, use this art form to collect stories from abroad. And when we heard that the revolutions were happening in January, we had the idea to go there and utilize spoken word. And, you know, eventually we brought on Samir. We wanted to have photography and videography as well. So, yeah, we ended up taking the art form there.
Was it something you were watching on television and it just a light bulb went on and you said, we need to be there?
Yeah, I'm more of an internet news guy, so for me it was more of internet stuff. Yeah, but we saw a lot of the marches in Tahrir. We heard once they eventually started talking about the revolution in Tunisia, we heard about that, and we were just like, man, how did this happen? You know, here revolution is this word that, you know, all we think of is like fists in the air, and it's almost something of the past of the '60s for us, you know. And so we were like, man, we really want to go there and see how did you know a popular revolution start and sustain itself.
As a part of your journey, you introduced us to people directly involved in the protests and aftermath. And let's listen back to a passage where, Will, you tell us about a medic that helped set up a clinic near Tahrir Square.
I met with a medic the other day named Mustafa. And as he spoke, I felt like I was sitting in front of a superhero. A nanotechnology engineer turned field medic. Tahrir Square was this ordinary Superman's phone booth.
Mohammed, I understand you met up with him just a few days ago. What's he doing now?
Yeah, so we met up with Mustafa again, actually in Tunisia, which was really interesting. He's Egyptian, and he helped out in the in Tahrir Square acting as a medic. He'd also been to Libya, and he arrived back to Egypt when we were in Egypt, stayed there for about 6 weeks, and now he came back to Tunisia because he's going back to Libya again, actually, to volunteer as a medic again. This time he's going to be at the western side, which is quite more dangerous, actually. But we met up with him. I mean, Mustafa's such like a kind-hearted,
right.
You know, you'd never expect this guy's, you know, a revolutionary medic, this tall, skinny guy with a smile all the time. But yeah, he's happy. And, you know, I even asked him, I was like, so are you nervous? And he's sort of like, shrugged off, is like, no, I'm, you know, it's just normal.
Samir, you've been behind the camera for much of the summer, and at one point during the trip, you became part of the story. Let's listen to how that played out in one of your poems.
As our cameras focus on faces, and it's clear we're not tourists, we're often accused of being spies. Just yesterday, a local news station reported that four Americans had been arrested for taking pictures, and a photo of our photographer Samir was among them.
I was like, yo, come quick. My face is all over the Egyptian media, man. What is going on, yo? I don't know what's going on. Come back so we can figure out what's going on. And then you guys came, and then they said they arrested four spies. And my face was one of them.
How'd you get out of that one?
We barely slipped by. I gotta say it was fate. We were going to go interview this man who actually lost his leg during the protest in Swiss. And the lady we were going with to interview the man, she was stopped by a high-ranking military official, an investigator, that was he stopped the microbus and asked her, you know, where are the four Americans with you? And she said that he said it in a manner that had we been there, we would have been arrested. So we just slipped by, and, you know, it was a little bit tense. It was very tense, actually.
Will, one of the themes that we heard on these Friday mornings was that you clearly felt this experience would test your abilities as poets and the art form's capacity to serve as a form of journalism. Here's what you wrote for us from the plane on your way from Raleigh-Durham to Cairo.
I'm trying to reclaim the name of poet as one who pushes pens across pages with the purpose of moving feet into action, and I'm traveling from Chapel Hill to North Africa to soak up knowledge from artists at the root of the Arab Spring and bring back a suitcase packed with seeds to inspire growth in my own community.
So what'd you learn about your craft this summer?
Ooh, that's a good question. A very good question. I think it's something that I've been learning over the past 4 years. Poetry is often confined to a box. And I think a lot of the work we do locally with Sacrificial Poets and now internationally with Poetic Portraits is to try to break those down and try to show that poetry is this very transformative art form that has a real potential to convey human feelings, emotions, and particularly just the condition, the stories that we all hold inside of us. And I think particularly oral poetry, which is the style that we recite, has this potential and has this history dating back all the way to the griots of Africa and to the rich Arabic tradition, which is in the culture in Egypt and Tunisia, to have this ability to convey emotions and something that's so plentiful during an episode such as a revolution. And so I think I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about the people around me. I learned a lot about how we can convey this stuff in a manner that allows people to understand the news from a different perspective, not to downplay facts, but to also add to facts the emotions, the feelings behind something to give you a more fuller understanding of what you're seeing.
Right, more than just the event.
Exactly.
Did you feel you grew as poets?
Definitely. We were writing all the time. We had a deadline each week for WUNC, so that was keeping us on our toes. And I think especially working with other poets like Muhammad and Kane was really it was a growing sense.
Well, what's next, gentlemen?
A lot's next. We got a lot of material. We got a lot of photographs, a lot of video, a lot of oral histories collected. A lot of poems that are still in the process of being written. So we have to, you know, create this work of performance theater using the material collected. We have to create the book. We have to create a photo and poetry installation and then some type of larger video production. So we have a lot of, like, compiling and analyzing. And it's so much to filter right now. It was, like, so many stories and so many perspectives.
And I think a big part is, it's in the name, it's Poetic Portraits of Revolution 2011. And I think we really hope to have a lasting tradition. Like, this is an idea that we came together with and that we hope we can inspire and influence and help others to do similar kind of projects, to go other places in the world or to go to our own backyard, to go to Chapel Hill, to Durham, to Raleigh, and do similar kind of work using art to convey what's going on around you.
Well, Will McInerney and Kane Smigo, Mohamed Moussa and Samir Abdel-Kalek, you are the Poetic Portraits of a Revolution team. Guys, thanks so much for the work you've done this summer.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us and working with us continually.
Yeah.
It's our pleasure. You can hear the complete series of poems from Egypt and Tunisia at our website, wunc.org. You can also find a link to the Poetic Portraits of a Revolution blog, which features some of Samir's photographs and video from the trip.